There are different ways and different styles and different days that we start the show. And it's good to say to you, everybody out there, whatever your name is, wherever you're from, what's up, Lagos? Yes, 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 yes. This is the a cappella version. This is the a cappella version of What's Up Lagos, where we let the music go away, the sounds go away. Welcome to the show. It's a beautiful day. Lovely, lovely day. 7 minutes past the hour 10. And we're doing great this lovely morning. How you doing? How was your night? We promised to be back here, and we are back.
We kept our promise.
All right? Yeah. We are back today. Well,
though we had to wait through waters, through traffic.
And all the information flying, nothing good is in the air.
Something good is in the air, please.
Nothing
you
good.
You woke up this morning.
Nothing good.
You stretched, you showered, you ate,
you came
to work, you were okay.
You Marianne.
That's the good part of Marianne. The day. We can't actually just wish away all the good things. There are little good things that we can actually just be happy
okay, but
about.
For me today, there's so many from yesterday.
Too many bad things,
fire incident on the island here, and one in Surulere too. I also heard. We like to say our heart goes out to all those who, one way or the other, were affected.
Yeah.
And also the celebrity baby death. We didn't want to talk about it yesterday because it was really too heavy for us to carry here.
November started on a very,
very, very
November,
bad
please,
note.
Don't be angry.
We just say
you're
like
coming down.
We will get through this. All right. Welcome to the show. It's a fun show. But it's not an insensitive show. We know what's up around us.
Mm-hmm.
And we know how tough it is sometimes for us. But mm-hmm. we just want to say, take a deep breath. And like Marianne said, there are things you can celebrate.
And be thankful for.
You can be
like
thankful
life.
For.
You because
can,
you
yes.
see, it's only people who are alive that can grumble.
True that.
Mm-hmm. There's no grumbling in the graveyard.
No.
No.
And those of you that are alive that can say, I owe someone money.
Mm.
Yeah, they're coming. So life first, yeah? And like the exercise we do, put your hand in front of your nose. If you can breathe, if there's air, then something good could happen. All those things you lost, you could get back. All right?
Yes, as long as
you're alive.
All right. Well, 9 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcome to What's Up Lagos. Yes, yes, yes.
A cappella version.
As usual, we start off the show with our sound off. On sound off, ladies and gentlemen,
mm-hmm.
we always talk about issues that matter to you. Things that you could be experiencing, but then we sound off on your behalf. It could be economical, political, otherwise social, whatever it is, we're here to do that on your behalf. You don't call, you don't text, you don't respond. We do the talking on your behalf. That's what on your behalf means, okay?
All right, and today to explain the a cappella version, we're trying to update some things here.
Mm.
And once that is done, the musicians will come in.
Mm-hmm.
But before then, we will go straight to it. We need to really sound off right now.
Mm-hmm.
And when we finish that, we'll tell you about our musing. That's how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll muse about that. You'll be able to call us and send messages to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we will ruminate, do that. And later, probably we'll get into another, not probably actually, we'll get into something that is, will be of good, of significance to you. A topic that everybody really
Look,
wants
we're talking
to talk
vote
about.
Buying. Vote Ooh. Buying.
Why
vote buying.
Why do you always let this cut out of the
buying.
Bag?
Let's get ready to talk about it. Vote buying.
Vote buying. Is that the
because
only option?
Because it looks like we have tightened all the loopholes somewhat.
Seemingly.
Yes, and INEC is saying no going back.
Mm.
But then the only other option that's still explored is open to corrupt politicians is vote buying.
Yes, because like they say, poverty has been weaponized.
Mm-hmm.
So you find someone who's checking, do I do the right thing or do I just eat?
In the interim. So we'll be talking about that.
Yeah.
And we'll be having a guest in the studio with us to do that. But first and foremost, let's sound off.
All right. We're going to be sounding off, but to hear the sound off background is...
You can't hear it.
It's barely here.
Yes.
All right? It's time for us to get on sound off this morning. All right. Before the updates finish, this is sound off. We're going straight to it. And we want to start this. On October 25th,
The Lagos State government did something significant. Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu of Lagos State assured his administration's continuous support to the state's emergency responder system in order to reduce casualty figures and losses resulting from disasters. The governor made the assurance at a symposium with the theme Emergency Systems and the Economy, Impact and Opportunities. It happened on a Tuesday in Lagos. The governor, represented by the deputy governor, Dr. Obafemi Hamza, disclosed that three newly built fire stations, 62 state-of-the-art firefighting equipment, and newly recruited fire officers were coming into the service of the agency, and they were supposed to be commissioned 2 days after that. Mm-hmm. Well, he said the government had stepped up intervention by establishing six new fire stations, three of which had been completed at Ebute Elefun in Lagos Island, Ajegunle in Ajeromi Felodun, and Oniru Estate in Iru in Victoria Island.
Well, the governor said the new fire stations underscored his administration's unrelenting commitment to improve the response time, increase proximity, and ensure firefighters get to the theater of operations in record time. On the
record
line.
Record time.
Mm-hmm. On human capacity, the Sanwo-Olu government stated that that they had recruited 435 new fire officers to boost the personnel in the fire and rescue service agents.
We should ring a bell to that. Positive.
Yes.
Positivity all the way.
Congratulations. And these firefighters are to get there in record time.
435. Yes. New vehicle, 63.
Mm.
Yes. All right.
But let's fast forward to yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah. Okay.
So.
There was a fire incident
mm-hmm.
in Victoria Island. And one of the stations newly is in Oniru. So Oniru is in Victoria Island also.
Mm-hmm.
And at least four persons died after fire gutted a bank building under construction on Adeola Odeku Street in Victoria Island. And you can remember yesterday while we were on this show, someone called
mm-hmm.
and told us of the fire going on there. And mm-hmm. they said the response time was not something to write home about. That the people, the conflagration, the building, there was a building, the high-rise building that went all down. And I'm asking, we're talking to ourselves, asking how come with this new equipment, these new things.
And the record time state.
Record time state. What happened yesterday? This is like the first test after the launch. I saw a video made of these vehicles. You could see, you would think you were somewhere in United States of America or the UK. And these vehicles were paraded, and the voiceover was wonderful. And we heard that everything is going to be put in place. But yesterday, I don't know what happened. The time was the same. I don't know when the response time was actually the same that I experienced before in Lagos, where a fire starts and people start using pure water. People start running helter-skelter, using their fire extinguishers in their cars.
Detergent
in water and all. But yesterday's fire was huge.
If there was any time that this new ambulances or firefighting trucks could have been put to the test.
Yesterday
was the day.
Yes.
But what happened?
Nothing.
It failed. So it makes me really wonder, when we do all this, you know, beautiful press or media conferences mm-hmm. and take nice photographs and put them on social media and hype and sensationalize issues as opposed to putting action plans in place, preempting these kinds of situations, it makes me really laugh, because it looks like what we're doing here is pomp and ceremony as opposed to due diligence.
And I'm asking, must everything be politicized?
Mm.
Must you score a political point?
Welcome to Nigeria.
Every single thing
has a political undertone.
Every thing, must everything be that way?
Mm.
Because if you tell me, I mean, maybe I'm not the expert, Miriam, we're not experts in that field, but at least we have some common sense. If you have 64 brand new vehicles.
Well, I have a certificate in HSE.
Yeah, 64 brand new vehicles, and you have more firemen, and you have one in Oniru in Victoria Island, and there was a fire yesterday, we should have heard something else. So maybe the traffic, Maybe the long queue.
Oh, maybe there's no
maybe
fuel.
Maybe there was no fuel.
Mm, you know, because maybe. Thugs and thouts are not letting the guys who are supposed to be loading, you know, here in Lagos.
Please don't remind me of yesterday.
Oh, yes, we have to.
Please try not to.
No,
please.
Yes, we have to. Because you said that we politicize everything. Yes, mm-hmm. In one breath, we're saying we don't want these thugs. They're disturbing us. We can't do our businesses. In the same breath, you're
everybody
saying,
has thugs,
everybody
Joe.
Has thugs. What is it?
What is the problem? Why are you saying that Lagos is different?
Mm.
Everybody the same person. But this morning we're... Our heart goes out to those families. People lost daddies. People lost brothers. People lost uncles, friends. We lost Nigerians yesterday that woke up. Some of them might have their PVCs. Some of them will have dreams for tomorrow. Some of them might even be planning a wedding or thinking of Christmas. But they were in the wrong place at the wrong time in the system that should have served them better.
I'm just going to say this once. Don't try to run for any office. Don't call yourself a leader if you're not ready to do what you have promised. Don't make empty promises. We've had too many unnecessary deaths in this country, and they're one too many.
Yeah.
We could have just done our jobs. We could have just been at the right place at the right time. But what do? We pay more lip service than action. So let's not say we want to be leaders if we're not ready to lead. And that sound off.
All right, moving on our a cappella version of the show. This love.
I like the a cappella version of the show.
A cappella version of the show. So we'll go straight to it. You get to know the numbers. We don't say this often. The WhatsApp line, if you don't know it, please get a pen, get paper.
Mm-hmm.
0809 for WhatsApp. 0809-597-5805. I'll take it again. 0809-597-5805. That's the WhatsApp line. If you want to call us on this musing part and every other part, 01465-7190 for the females, 01465-7190, and for the public, 0700 993-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993.
All right, for our musings today, if you have children, today's musings. It's for you. Uh-huh.
Maybe not even yours if there are children around you.
Anyway, we want to talk about having kids and how easy it is.
Well, that children, I can't. My womb.
Anyway, you know, people always, you know how we see babies and we're like, oh, my ovaries. Oh. But then if they give you that child to babysit for like an hour, you're like, please come and take your child. Come. No.
When are you coming back now?
Are you not back? What's wrong? No, I just want to know when you're coming back. Mm-hmm. Are you coming back soon, please? Especially if the children are like between 6 and 7. they drive you crazy.
Terror age.
But anyway, is it what you pictured? For those of you who now have kids, maybe you're a young mother, a young dad. Is it what you pictured? You know how you say, oh, kids are heavenly.
This is what I ordered. This is what they brought.
what I got. Okay. And what are the different ways that kids have changed your life? Because you see, some people say, ever since my children came into my life changed drastically in a great way. Some other people just say, oh my God.
I can't take anything else.
I can't even go to the salon to make my hair.
I can't.
My God.
And also to spread it a little further, some people might not be your biological children, but mm-hmm. maybe you are with them.
Yes, you're their guardian.
You are the daddy and mommy, but you're not biologically theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah? So how has it changed your life? How has this experience changed your life?
Let's talk about kids this morning. I have a kid that's not biologically mine, and I love her. She's like the light of my life.
Okay. I have kids that are not biologically mine. And they are the light of my life too.
Yeah. Hater. Anyway, 0700-993-993-993. We have 4 minutes. 0700-993-993-993. And you can also call 01465-7190 if you are a lady. 01465-7190. Tweet at us on Twitter with the hashtag WhatsAppLagos. And you can join the conversation
on
WhatsApp.
It's the acapella version, so I need my WhatsAppLagos.
Yes.
Yes. Without it.
With all your energy.
No way. Mm-hmm. All right, acapella version going on to the phone lines.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yo, yo, yo!
What's
up? You're the man, yeah.
Cheers to life. Good morning.
What's your name,
morning.
Sir?
Morning.
Yeah, my name is Jimobi.
Jimobi. Okay.
Yeah, Jimobi.
Jimobi, share with us. Share with us.
Do you
yes,
have kids?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I have.
How many?
How many kids do you have?
Two.
Two.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Yes.
It sounds like they are hey. Boys. It sounds like they are boys.
No, the first one, boy. The second one, girl.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Share with us.
The girl came 2020. Whoa. November. Oh, wow. That's a year, 2 years.
That's three. A pandemic baby.
Yes. So she arrived. Within that week, I lost my job.
Working with
oil and gas. So I lost my job.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Mainly, I lost my job. You know, friends. People I feel they are my friends, mm-hmm. they turn their back on me.
Hey.
So things was hard.
Woman beings.
So after that period, you know, whenever I look at the baby,
mm-hmm.
there's this thought that always come to me like, this baby just come, things turn to be worse,
okay.
you know?
Okay.
But within that period, I'll still look into her eyes. I'll see myself.
Hmm.
And I'll feel that energy like, guy, go out, make money, come and take care of this baby. Hmm. This baby is a blessing. Because if this thing didn't happen, you wouldn't know who is your friend.
True that.
I'm telling you the truth.
Whoa.
Like, it's that bad that I had a man of God that I was his PA, very close. He was the first person to blame me.
Uh-uh.
I'm telling you, as in, when I say blame me, like,
yeah.
I mean, things
why,
happen.
Why did
I
you have a child?
No, not really. I packed into a bad house.
Yeah.
You know, in Lagos.
Okay.
So, you know, like, God, I was living in a room, so I now pack into that two-bedroom. Like, you know, there's money, let's move in, we're expanding. So, when I entered the house, things started turning bad.
Bad, okay.
You know? So, immediately the baby arrived. A lot happened.
Okay.
But to tell you the truth, the baby, it's as if the baby came to, like, shake me up.
Yeah.
Shake up all those bad people.
Okay.
So, December, January, things became a bit
better,
you know. After that time, to tell you the truth, this baby has been the smile, the joy in my life.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah,
congratulations.
Got a happy ending. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you. Wow, that's a story.
But, I mean, that's like the perfect picture of life.
Yeah.
Life has its ups, it has
and
its downs.
Downs. Yeah.
Sometimes, some people walk into your life and you're like, why are you here? Mm-hmm. Why did you come? You
are
not. This is not the time.
What shoes are you?
But then when you look at them, they remind you of where you've been and where you're going to.
Mm.
And sometimes they just bring light to your life. So yes. We want to hear stories about kids. So the reason why we're asking this question is a lot of people, when they see babies, they're like, oh, babies, oh, this child is so cute. But when you now finally have your own children, are they everything that you envisaged, what you pictured? Is that what happens at the end of the day? Again, how have these children changed your life? Have they changed it positively, or has it taken a different turn? And we want to know, what different ways have kids changed your life? Join the conversation. We'd like to hear from you. Share with us all your stories.
Yeah.
All.
I also have someone who, she has a sister who has kids,
mm-hmm.
and they dump these kids with her all the time. Wow. So, but she just says, I love doing this because I know I will go home. Do you understand? I know I will eventually leave. So is that your own example to you? Is it like, yes, I love children as long as they don't have to wake up with them. So I mean, a child pulling my hair, telling
that's
me to wake
fun
up.
Part.
That's what?
That's the fun part.
Thank God.
When the child wants to pluck your nail,
or go to your phone, and you see some colorless liquid on your phone.
Just smacks the phone on the wall.
Or put the phone in their mouth.
Oh, yes.
And you're feeling it's drew. Oh, please, can we pay calls, please? I don't want to remember what I want to forget.
All right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yo.
Cheers to life. Good morning.
What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Akim Olufunke.
All right.
Funke. Bakuruma.
I want to share the experience.
Oh, Funke, your line is breaking.
Hello.
Okay, better now. Funke, go ahead.
Okay. I have three girls.
Hmm.
So during the holiday,
yeah.
I'm sick. And they came back from the LSA.
Okay.
So I'm sick. I said, nobody should disturb me. You people should go and sleep.
Hmm.
They said, okay. In the evening, when we had to attend to the house, I'm operating a farm, I just saw smoke coming out.
Funke, I want to hear. Funke, do you know what? Please call us back, all right? I really want to hear this. It's very interesting.
Yeah, I just saw smoke.
Some people say, I don't want kids. Excuse me, I don't want this. Please, do you have a message?
My God, Funke, please, let's have this entire story, please. Mm. All right? There's a message here. What's up, Lagos? I love children, but don't want to have a child of mine.
What did I just see? So I have a friend.
I love children.
I have a friend. She's French. She's married to this very hunky, fine French man also. And they don't have kids. And so I'm curious, because the African in me. So where are your babies? And they're looking at each other like, excuse me. No, we don't have kids.
All right, this message says, I don't know why you had to describe the husband. I've been single-handedly taking care of this troublesome boy since he was 3. And it's not been easy. Sometimes I feel like giving him out to someone because I hate repeating the same instructions over and over again.
Like a broken record.
He is 10 now and is still the same trouble.
Muhyiddin.
Sounds like he's not your child. But see.
But you know, that child is like Muhyiddin. Yes. You know when parents are saying, I don't know where this child came from. Your parents need to be there to tell you that this is what you did
that
to us.
That is wisdom.
Yacht.
That is wisdom.
It's
Muhyiddin, I put it to you.
That's you.
That is your pick. That's what you did to somebody. It's karma.
Karma is a... All right, back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
To you too.
0700-993-993-993-0700-993-993. If you're a lady, now they spend time with the picking pass. 01-465-7190. Stretch is just a hater.
It's not a hater thing, Jerry.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What's your name, Tukwano?
I'm Isaac.
Isaac, go ahead.
Yes. For me, I'm still young. I'm still single, but I love children.
How old are you, Isaac?
I'm not up to 30 yet.
So you're not still young. You're middle age.
You're old.
You're miss about children. Go ahead.
I love children, and I happen to be the one like taking care of my elder sister's children when she newly married.
Okay.
All this kind of African, how we used to take care of our children, like all these mummies that they used to put a child on their lap to feed them with camel.
Yes, yes.
In the morning, I know all those things. I come back a child, so I can take care of children. I love children.
Wow.
I think my wife will enjoy me.
So you're just looking for a womb.
See, Isaac is marketing himself this morning. See, I believe my wife will enjoy me. Please, if you want to enjoy your husband, call this show.
Isaac will do it.
I believe my wife will enjoy me.
Say it again.
If I marry, I can take care of children. Like, I can do a lot of things.
All right. Thank you very much, Isaac, for calling. /NIN.
I'm sure you missed that. Yeah, the a cappella version just ended. Thank you so much for being part of that.
Yeah.
We're moving to another version of it, version you know. It's 10:40 in a few seconds. So we're asking you about children. And if you've taken care of a child, maybe not yours, or do you have a child, has a child giving you an experience you want to share? If you see the messages that I hear, you will laugh.
I can't wait to get to the
message. This one says, I love children. I can't wait to have babies of my own. I want to have the experience of those that have children. Desmond is your name. Mariana Stretch, I am Dampi from Igondo, Lagos. The experience I have, not a small thing. Women are really trying, because my younger sister, my younger sister, the husband wasn't around, okay? When she was in labor, I was the one that drove her to the hospital where she put to bed. And I saw how women put to bed. So ever since then, I pity men that beat women and men who do domestic violence to women because they go through a lot when they put to bed. And ever since, I learned from there that I must never hurt a woman because they go through a lot when they want to put to bed. I'm Dampy from Igondo. Dampy, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you. Good morning, presenters. I am Elder Jay from Olodia. Papa shouldn't be surprised. Okay, this is an old message that decided to drop now. But we're asking you, what is your take? Do you have that experience you want to share? What do you think? What do you think? What do you want to happen to you? Yeah?
How easy is it when it comes to having kids? How easy is it having kids? How easy is it? Because you see, we see children and we're like, oh, my ovaries, my this, my that. Is it what you pictured? Is it what you envisaged? When you finally had the kids, when you came around to having the kids, is it what you envisaged? That's what we're asking. Okay? So we want to hear from you. Join the conversation. What are the different ways that kids have changed your life? Share with us, parent or guardian. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. All right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
Turn off your radio, please. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
That's
your customer stretch. She just wants you to hear her voice
every
day.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Wonder, ask for your blog group. You see yourself.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hello?
Hello?
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
All right. Call us back.
You're not.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey. The prophet is a prophet.
Yes. Greetings from the Queen of Sheba.
The Queen of Sheba.
Sheba, sorry.
Hello, be thy name.
Hello, be thy name. The kid
you know, Trash is the first born of King Solomon.
Yes,
and the Queen of Sheba is there.
Yeah, Solomon King.
Yes, well, Queen of Sheba.
Yeah, Queen
of
Sheba.
Make sure this salary, all the salary are paying to your bank. Don't give him any.
I don't
he
want.
He's oversight work.
I don't need
sorry. Please, how do you pay the salary? Because I need to say any account number. Which one?
No, please. My son account, my son salary, all should be credited into your account.
Hey, I'm not an official slave.
Hey,
thank you very much.
HR, did you hear? Please don't pay stretch.
Yes.
Put this in my account.
What's up, Lagos? This message says, good morning, Stretch and Marian. For me, one good thing my twin girls taught me is how to knot a tie. Omo, I know Sabi, but thanks to them, Ayo from Ogun State, you see?
Ayo.
You see? One thing, yeah, not a tie.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, this other one says, good morning, what's up, Lagos? Having children is fun and managing them is stressful. I praise women for managing children. I had to stay with my children for just 2 days when my wife was away. It was hell. The kind of disturbance I have to pray I don't experience it again. Emmanuel from Mushi.
I think you have to send your wife to the spa one day. Just a whole full day.
Yes, or she will threaten you to go on a course for 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she will go on the course.
She'll go on the course. You'll be there for 6 months. You'll start telling her apart before she comes back.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Now you finish first.
Okay, guys, don't finish.
You be Esquire. What's your name?
I'm present choir, my God.
I said so. Present choir. What's your name, sir?
Jonah Collins, the man from
Israel. Jonah from the belly of the fish. Okay.
Jonah,
do you have kids?
My brother and sister, Mariana, my experience just 9999 is not up to 10 minutes. I see police station open, FO for Ajayi. I drive motor in, I want buy for it. They don't even put form, they remain start to sell. What I see on board, 205. I said, hey, how much before? He said, 205. I said, I'll like it. I beg. Lost my tongue.
205 in the petrol station.
205 naira for FO, Ajayi Expressway, yeah.
God,
Bele, Bele.
Come on, say, even my friend, they show red like this. I know go buy. But wait, now, where will they go for this country?
How are you going to move around today?
My sister, when the first finish, I park.
205.
No, no. I'm very bad.
Oh, my God. I can understand.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling to give us that update. Because
that's really, it's really 205 and boldly putting it on, right there. Anyway.
It's hard. It's difficult. It's difficult.
All right, we have a message here to read. Let me just get that taste of my mouth. My story is long, yeah? This one says, at first it was a closed up issue because I never wanted the baby because of my mother's arrogant attitude. Because I'm thinking how I could manage and balance her character. My mom and life. Because I live in a room. Whenever she's corrected, she flares up. Even before the pregnancy. Okay, that's your mom. All right. You said, but somehow nature took over. Now she is 6 months. I had nothing at the very first day the baby arrived. I was part of the baby delivery. Now he's 6 months. We're still fixing up things though. I can't believe we're getting along. Wow. Okay. And things are taking shape. Yet to sign the dotted lines. All right, you said it was
so
a bad experience
fully
before.
Married. Yes,
you're not married yet, but now you can't see. I mean, you're surprised you guys are getting by. That's good. All right,
okay. Let's go back to the phone lines. We have a few more minutes to take your thoughts on your comment. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? All right, call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up?
Hey! What was that? Just to left.
This is Barry speaking.
Okay, good morning.
My daughter is 3.
Oh.
So the problem, she wants everything in the world.
Before.
She wants to drop, daddy this, daddy that, daddy this.
Yes.
Daddy that,
do you know what daddy this means in my language? Bring come. That's what daddy
I'm
means.
The only thing we have, we have to eat, is a problem.
Oh.
But it's part of life.
Yeah.
Because I don't like you.
Aww.
But, you know, sometimes you put it in ladies at times because most time at night that she wants to eat that kind of tea, that the mama go wake up, feed them go.
Oga, why you know they wake up?
He's in the sleep now. He's sleeping for a reason.
I'm asking.
This man is sleeping for a reason.
I'm not going to rest.
But your wife not supposed to rest. Abi, that one I make she. Excuse me.
I'm not following you for that one.
Ogbeni, stop that.
Don't call me go where I don't know.
We follow good here. Bye bye.
Thank you for calling.
Chetney, you say you go follow good here. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. Call us if you can. Call us if you can. All right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
Hi, good day. Maybe good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Okay, that annoys you. Especially when you are left, you those words, I cry, just crying for nothing.
cried aimlessly.
You are wondering, what is it? Are you hungry? No.
Yeah.
What is it?
Nothing. They just crying.
You
see, they just
women are they try.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you.
They will try. But maybe you're parallel.
Thank
How?
You entered my call yesterday because I was praising a church.
Yes. Yes. You cannot come here and be praising.
Do you see how she does me?
Yes.
If you see marks on my body, if you see marks.
Ah,
Max.
Uncle, you can lie, you. Hey. Thank you so much for calling. All right. Well, hey, Stretchy, good, okay, good. Look at me, yo.
What?
And hey.
What?
Hey.
I know this one I'm saying will get me more marks on my body, but if I perish, I perish.
Hey.
Keep on beating me.
Please, can you not believe him? Because we do not condone violence here.
Yes. Is there everything we don't condone you don't do?
Do we, the HR is listening before they attack me.
Are we supposed to strike? He's striking aloud.
Please, I'm thinking. Hello, good morning. What? Yeah, making my collars running. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hey.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning. What's your name?
What's your name, sir?
My name is Bidio.
Okay. You want to share with us? Go ahead.
Yeah, I love sheep a lot. A lot. I don't know if I'm the one attracted to them or the one attracted to me.
It's both ways. It's
anywhere
mutual.
Anywhere I go, there are just sheep kids around. And they love coming close to me.
Wow.
Even they feel it, my sister's second child, I was the one that took care of him. Right from small, he was sleep on my chest. Even just to move in from my chair, we start crying.
Whoa.
I'll carry him on my chair up till the night, the morning.
You need to get married. So are you planning to get married?
Is in the
what?
Yeah.
Is in the books.
Don't let his talents go away. Oh.
He says in the books. In the book. Be coming there.
Okay, just pick month. We will pick year for you.
We'll sponsor the wedding.
We'll sponsor the wedding. Yeah?
You said it though.
Yes. How much is your wedding?
Not 25K. What's all this?
30K. Ah, yes, you marry. What's your problem?
Thank you for calling.
Say you said it. Say it. You're looking
the most serious person ever. I say 25K. You're saying 40K.
No, I agree by 40K.
You add
last. Yes. Okay. What's the big deal?
Sheriff will now add like 5K.
Sheriff will not agree on.
Sheriff will add 5K.
Okay, 5K, that's 45K.
Because Sheriff can now beat it down.
Yes, beat it down. So what's the last price I can add? And wear the cloth. Look for white cloth, give her. You wear suits, come, marry.
That's it too.
Yes, no.
You guys got any small chops and
take you
drink,
to
eatery.
No, you can't pay
just drink juice.
Juice, a cold juice.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Say sorry. Please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? You say?
I think we lost that call.
Oh.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Kelvin. Calling from Ikeja.
Hi, right, Kelvin.
Son. I love Kate a lot.
It shows in your voice.
I never call you and say, I don't like Kate.
They won't talk.
But there's this experience I had with my nephew, Kurt. The mom was going for service. So I had to babysit for 3 weeks. That 3 weeks. You know, 21 days was hell.
He's calling in 21 days. Hey.
21 days was hell, like living in bondage.
Yeah.
21 days.
Wow.
Do you know when he wakes up in the morning, he wakes up with cry.
Hey.
Why did he make him cry?
Crying you a river.
Cry. Drop him in school. Cry. Cry. I think him in the afternoon.
Cry.
So there was this one he did, the ultimate one he did. One day I was just at the school room. He just came to call me. Kelvin, come.
Eh?
Was hugging me. He was calling my name, Kelvin, come. I was like, what?
Hey, who?
Come. Then he took me to the master's bedroom. I don't know how he did it. He connected the hose of the washing machine. The washing machine was in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Then he put the hose outside and he put it on drain. Do you know everywhere was?
Hey!
How old is this champion?
He was 3 years old. He was 3.
I'm sorry.
I just looked at him, and there's nothing you can do to him.
I'll send him by courier to his parents.
I didn't know I started crying. So I just came up.
That child has mentally tortured you. I'm so sorry. I can imagine. And you know that those kids, did you see the movie when you were growing up, Dennis the Menace or Problem Child?
Oh, God.
They literally do it and start laughing and you're like, but why?
Let's see, Kelvin, come. Come and see the problem I've caused for you.
Yes.
Come.
I just need you to suffer today. Come this way. You need to mop all
sitting,
this water.
You are sitting in the parlor. Come on. This is where you are supposed to be. Yes, yes, started crying.
We'll take one more call before we go for that break. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
Nobody's home. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Stretch to life, whoa.
Yes. Now, Eze, they call you for the
Eze from Odogbolu.
Yes. You know, when my wife, they give birth, Now,
turn off your radio. Turn off your radio, Eze.
Hey, I beg, no, sir. Just 1 minute.
The same thing you did yesterday, Eze.
I beg no verse now, no verse. You see, if I be baby, I carry you. If you don't sleep, that's what I say, you don't go sleep again forever.
Your body now, sleeping pill.
Now, air condition, your head go cool down from head to toe. I wish you were a baby. I for carry you.
Chukwaju.
Be going. No, but you see, it's beautiful when you're like a baby whisperer. You know, it's beautiful, and kids just get. It's like their mag. It's like that magnetic.
Do you know that this is something you could just exploit.
Yes, actually, it's just that some of us don't have the time to do it.
No, don't worry. Just see that. Just see babies line up.
The mothers will just say, please, 5 minutes, I'll pay.
5 minutes, 17,000. Okay, bring the baby. Just line up for a sleep. Get next. Yep.
Next. That'll be really good. Really good business. Really good business. Hey!
Your body will be full of burp and stuff, but yeah, the baby is sleeping. It's fine.
Anyway. We're back to our
a cappella
version.
Very soon. I think, yes, we are back to it right now.
We're back to a cappella version.
Very soon.
Thanks to Auntie that is called Zeta.
It's fine.
Sister Zeta.
You're trying. You're doing well. Okay. Let's read a message. This one says, good morning, Marianne. What's up, Lagos? Please, I have not... Okay. This is Mercy. Mercy, there's a message Marianne has for you.
Yes, Mercy. So I realized that you have won before and you were paid, and we have evidence that you were paid. And so the gist is that you're not supposed to win again because you're supposed to allow for other people to win.
And the gist is that you know.
Yes, that you know because you're a regular caller on the show. So you know because...
It's when we were agitating for you that all this came through.
Yes.
We removed our clothes, we were fighting.
Yes, but you see, in the course of fighting, we realized that you're not supposed to win twice. And, you know, I hear Sheriff saying that over and over again on the morning show. If you won before, you can't play again. And if you play and win, you cannot win twice. So that other people can have an opportunity at 5,000, all right, Mercy? So thank you.
Okay, with these few points of ours, we sure we have convinced you that Mercy chill. All right, it's 10:58, a cappella version going on.
Yes, we'll take one more call, and in a bit, we will bring you the news at the top of the hour, okay? Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Let's see if we can get another.
Hello, good morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's your name?
Mercy from Ikorodu. I hear what people are saying. I've not win now.
You say you won in August.
You won in August. And we have payments received.
No, the August I win is treasure hunt now.
Yes,
no,
it's the same day.
But this one is anniversary stuff now.
They say any winning that you've taken once, that's what they
told
us.
You can't win twice.
They told Miranda and myself.
But this anniversary now is not fair.
Don't mind them. Sorry.
How did you flip like this?
Don't mind them.
It's not fair now. It's anniversary stuff and I win in August. Now August, September, October.
Don't mind them.
I don't understand why they're like that.
That's how they
be. It's all good, though. It's okay. Okay, before that, August, I've won many treasure hunts now, and I've been paying me.
Okay. All right. So, Mercy, thank you very much for calling. We will take this up again with you later.
The one we're going now is not fair.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Well, it's time for the news at the top of the hour. We will bring you that. And right after, we'll continue with our a cappella version.
Yes. Maybe not, but we'll try to. But if Zeta insists, we'll still do the show.
We'll stick to our a cappella style.
All right.
Yes.
And the news coming up soon. Remember the phone lines you can call us on, the way you can send us messages to. Are all the same, but this is the news coming up in a bit.
Yes.
Headlines.
Yes. Well, we have one more message and then we will wrap things up.
The message here is still booting, but it will be coming through very soon. But in the meantime, let's get ready for the news as it drops right here.
And don't forget, we're going to be talking about vote buying. On the other side of 11 o'clock, we'll be having someone join us via Zoom from Yaga Africa, and he will be telling us all we need to know how to fight against vote buying.
I think it's something you should be interested in. Yes. All right, I ring the bell. Let me go straight to the headline.
Headline news on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Today, 2nd November 2022. One die, properties worth millions destroyed as Lagos experiences two fire incidents. Traders count cost after millions of properties destroyed at Tejosho Market. Federal government begs media not to sensationalize reports. APC presidential candidate Bola Tinubu says he'd remove petrol subsidies as he meets organized private sector in Lagos. APC vice presidential candidate Kashim Shettima insists party will end insurgency in 6 months if voted next year. Kwankwaso unveils manifesto set to recruit 750,000 security personnel. Rivers Governor Nyesom Wike insists marginalization is the reason for security challenges. Police investigating clashes in River State, and still bringing you headlines. Labour Party or Party's Peter Obi explains deal with aggrieved PDP governors. Presidency insists there is no plan to remove INEC chairman. Tinubu, Obi, Atiku, others condole with Davido Chioma over son's death. EFCC arrests Kogi legislative candidate for alleged fraud and raids BDCs in Abuja. Senate stops World Bank-backed public toilet construction in Abuja. NEMA receives 177 more Nigerians from Libya. AU proposes $321 million fund to fight insecurity on the continent. Brazil's president fails to congratulate opponent, but orders start of transition after presidential election defeat. And finally, on the sporting scene, Liverpool end on bitten run of Napoli with 2-0 win in the UEFA Champions. And these are the headlines that we have for you. At the top of the hour, 12 o'clock, we'll bring you the news, of course, with all of the details. I'm Mary Anacom, thanking you for listening.
All right, thank you, Marianne. We'll go straight to it. It's 2 minutes past hour 11, and we'll be just running through what we're going to be talking about right now. And vote buying. I don't know who will not be interested to get to hear this. We're asking, is this now the only avenue left? Because the INEC, and they're making all efforts, clear, not to leave any room for any form of hanky-panky. They're trying to make the field level playing field. But vote buying seems to be the only sore thumb, the only one left that has something that can influence the people, because we know that the country, the words out there is that poverty has been weaponized. People will take money and not vote their conscience. Is this something that we should be worried about? Well, we're going to call someone. He's going to come on and really talk about this. We'll ask him questions. You also have the opportunity to talk to him and ask him, what do you think? Can vote buying ever be stopped when there's money available and there are people who need the money? Can it ever stop? Can we plug this last hole, or so to say? Can this stop? We hear also that people are being cajoled, like you belong to market unions, you belong to different organizations, you are told to submit your voter's card and get some amount of money, or you probably won't even have that space anymore. Can this be a hole that we plug? Is this the last hole that we need to plug to make sure the 2023 election is free and fair? These are the questions that we will be reading out and asking our guests. We will introduce him in a bit while we try to link up
with him via Zoom, so he'll come on and we'll talk vote buying. Nobody, everybody should be interested. Everybody should want to know what can be done, what should be done about this creation. And I think the politicians created this level of, formerly it was ballot box snatching, violence.
Yeah.
Now recently we started seeing people spend as much as 7,000, 10,000, 15,000.
Yes, I'll tell you what. Because of the introduction of the beavers,
mm-hmm.
there have been more loopholes plugged.
Yeah.
So if you like, carry the ballot box. If you like, buy 10,000 voter IDs. If your fingerprint doesn't match that name that is on the ID, that's the voter's card.
It's not
that it's, it's invalid.
Mm-hmm.
So the only other way for any inducement to happen mm-hmm. at the polling unit on election day
is
vote buying.
Yeah.
But then there's also the issue where people are saying, what can INEC do to fight that particular situation? But then it goes beyond INEC.
Yeah.
Even though in time past, we've heard that certain people, even INEC officials, have been induced by political party representatives at different polling units, you know, to allow all kinds of things to happen. But now it's just not about INEC. It's about security operatives, law enforcement, making sure that it's also the people making sure that they say no, but we have the issue of poverty hanging right over the head of the people.
And I'm also thinking this mopping up of old naira notes, does mm-hmm. it play a role? If my the news yesterday, people were depositing as much as 16 billion naira that were printed in 2005 coming back into circulation. So is this also a way to say, okay, let's see who's bringing back this money. Let's see how this money goes out. Or is it, does this
so add to... So this year has been...
Before we bring our guests to start off the conversation, we have one shot for you this morning. So quickly, let me just give you the rules of the game, all right? Callers get only one shot at answering this question. So we don't repeat the same question. You don't say, come again. Again is one shot. You have just one opportunity to win this morning. So if you're ready and you want to win some money from Nigeria Info, then go ahead and call us right now. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993. All right. So you have options. I will give you the options. And if you pick the right option, then you could be a winner. All right. I'm going to pick your calls right now. Let's see. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio quickly.
Yeah.
All right. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Bola from Ikorodu.
All right, Bola.
Hmm.
All right, my first question. When one is envious, they are said to be what color? A, gray. B, green. C, turquoise.
Gray.
You're wrong. Sorry. Thank you for calling. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Surulere.
What's your name?
Obed.
Obed. All right, here's your question. There are 86,400 seconds in a day. True or false?
False.
No, you're wrong. Sorry, Obed. Thank you very much for calling. All right, we're still playing one shot. Let's take another call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kingsley from Ikorodu.
Kingsley. All right, here's your question.
Okay.
What is cynophobia, the fear of? What fear is cynophobia? A, fear of rats. B, fear of signs. C, fear of dogs.
I can't hear you well.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Unfortunately, I cannot take that question twice, in case you're Googling it. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Edidio.
Who?
It's Edidio.
Edidio. Okay. Edidio. Oh. Edidio, I'm so sorry. We lost that call. Hello, good morning.
Edidio, Maya.
Jeremiah, you can't even say good morning now. Now, wow, you want to take my money. Hey, God. All right, let's go. If someone said you are olid, what do they mean? A, you're silly. B, you're lazy. C, you smell extremely unpleasant.
Lazy.
No, you're wrong. Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. Call us back if that was...
Hello?
Please turn off your radio.
Okay.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Dupe from Gondo.
All right, Dupe.
Yes, sir.
How many notes are there on a standard grand piano? A, 75. B, 102. C, 88.
102.
You're wrong, Dupe, but thanks for calling. I know. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Morning, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Shala, calling from Ikorodu.
All right, Shala, here's your question. What geometric shape is generally used for stop signs? A, octagon. B, hexagon. C, polygon.
Octagon.
Eh?
Octagon.
You are correct. What's your name again? What's your name?
My name is Ishala Olaya, calling from Ikorodu.
Ishala, what are the last four digits of your phone number?
1801.
1801. Okay, Ishala. Give me your name. 1801. Ishala, what's your surname?
Olaya.
Olaya. Ishala, please send me your full name and your number via our WhatsApp portal, all right?
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling. Ishala is our winner for today. And that's where we wrap things up on this side of the show. Our guest just joined us and we're going to be talking vote buying in just a minute. Stay with us. So what's up, Lagos 99.3 Nigeria in for 15 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. We did tell you that we're going to be talking vote buying. Stretch and I were trying to give you a preamble just before Zeta, Auntie Zeta, kicked in again. But we want to talk about vote buying and other credible threats to our elections come 2023. And our guest is the program manager, election Yaga Africa, Paul James. Paul, it's so good to have you join us this morning. Good
morning. Paul, welcome to the show again.
Thank you very much, Stretch and Mary.
Yes. So, Paul, we have a modus operandi. When you join the show,
you can do it.
It's a Lagos show, so you have to greet Lagosians, and this is how it's done. Stretch, let's show him.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Welcome,
Jare.
I think you're the one that shouted the most.
Yes, you got it. You got it.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Okay, Paul. So, Paul, let's move on to serious issues. Let's talk about vote buying. We were just saying before you joined us that a couple of loopholes have been plugged by the new beavers that have been introduced into the electoral process for 2023. We've seen a litmus test with the beavers. It started in Anambra. We saw it used in Anambra. It did have some hiccups, but then we also saw it used in Osun. We saw it in Ekiti. And here we are getting ready for the general elections in its entirety. But let's talk about vote buying as an avenue that can be, in fact, the only other avenue that can be explored by corrupt politicians.
So vote buying.
You want me to go on?
Yes, go on.
Yeah, so, I mean, we all have our concerns. If you look at those elections, though vote buying is not something that is new, because the human nature in Nigeria is even transactional. Before this program, I just passed by the filling station to fill up my tank. And then when I was done, the young like anything for me. And if you also think about when you go and get even with security people before you go into any building, for instance, the body language will suggest they want something. So it's also, I mean, that is also crippling into, sadly, into even the electoral process, that somehow we are beginning to make it a norm that some voters think before they will vote for a politician, they should get something in return. In fact, people have argued that it might not even be about a function of vote buying, vote trading, because some persons now even looking for who buy my vote, because people are beginning to see election as harvest time. If it is the only time I will get money from the politician, let me go for it. It's also happening because, of course, the lack of, if you like, voter education, voter information about the dangers of this vote buy, not just even about collecting this, giving or taking, but that if this person is caught by the law enforcement, if the person is caught by it is completely wrong. It is 12 months imprisonment or appropriate penalty for the kind of vote buying or vote trading that the person is involved in. But like you said, Mary, of course, we have seen improvement that has happened to our electoral democracy, especially with the beavers. I mean, with the electoral bill that was act that was signed into law by the president in February, which now makes it even mandatory that you have to see these voters at the polling units. For instance, there is a provision in the beavers in the electoral act that says that talks about election and accreditation of voters. You have to see the physical voter, for instance, to do accreditation. It allows ANEC to use electronics. So ANEC will have to do accreditation, ANEC will have to do transmission of results. Beyond that also, election will now be determined, the conclusiveness determined by the number of PVCs collected, meaning election will not be determined by the actual PVCs or, if you like, the people that turn out to vote and are accredited, not even the number of people on the register. So now it compels the politicians and INEC to ensure that it is the actual people that turn out to vote that you get to see on election day. What is the flip side of it? What are we seeing? Starting from Anambra, what the politicians are beginning to do is to go and look for these real voters. But not just look for the voters, but try to sort of bribe the voters, even to get the voters to come vote for them.
Oh, I think we have a little connection issue with Paul.
Okay.
Paul, can you hear us?
In the recent...
Yeah, go on, Paul.
Yes, I can hear you.
Go on, Paul.
We lost you for a second, but go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, so I am saying that even in the recent Osun election, for instance, some of the methods deployed by the politicians is giving handouts before election. Osun happened just about the Ileya festival. So what most of them was giving out rams in the name of helping people, but which you know there is a connotation to it. In the other election, we have seen handouts in giving people Maggi, some giving out rice and all of that. So that has been the modus operandi employed by this politician. So I think the question this afternoon will be, this morning rather, will be, how do we begin to address this, or how do we begin to increase the threshold of voter participation in a way that for instance, does not also limit the opportunities for other contenders in the process. Because what vote buying does is it doesn't allow an inclusive process.
Yeah.
You cheat some people out of the process. So I think for me, the point is, when you raise the quality of awareness, citizen awareness about the dangers of engaging in this vote buying, perhaps it will reduce it. And also not also reducing this engagement to just election day. I'm happy that Nigeria Info is starting this conversation today, about 3 or 4 months to the election. We will begin to do this over and over. I'm sure the voters will begin to understand the dangers of engaging in this bad and nefarious attitude activity of vote buying.
I'm just curious, before Stretch comes in, there are people who don't necessarily care about these votes because there's that narrative out there that, oh, my vote doesn't really count, so whether I sell it or not, I mean, it doesn't mean anything. But then there's always that, you know, urge to say your vote counts, because if it doesn't count, nobody wants to buy it. But then there's also the issue, like you said, the politicians are going to look for the real voters. Some people have gotten their PVCs, but it's a means of identification as opposed to showing up on election day. I've spoken to people who say they're not leaving their homes to come for elections. They don't want to be there. They don't know what's going to happen. How do we appeal to that particular majority? Because I think that there are more people who think in that regard.
Yes, I would say for me, it's even to see how we can start changing the conversation, moving up from even talking about PVC to just having actual voter. If you look at the beavers as we have and the features of these beavers, it captures biometrics. If you just put your fingerprints on the beavers, it will pop up all your information.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. I think that we lost that connection and we lost his connection. Yeah. So we'll try to get him back.
Yeah, I think, well, I wanted to ask, you just rightly put in, some people just see this as a means of identification or a fad. Mm. I've registered, I've gotten my, I'm waiting for my PVC. So, like you said, it's sensitization and informing. I wanted to ask him, because at these centers, when they look for you, these people come with law enforcement. In some cases, you see a policeman, you see a soldier, you see those that are supposed to monitor. Okay, I think it's back.
Okay, I think we have
Paul. We lost you for a bit there. You were saying something.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, the connection is pretty dodgy today, But I think we should just ask your questions, Church.
Yeah, I think he's back again. Yes, you were saying something.
The beavers as it were.
I think it's outage. He's having light issues.
He's having issues.
Mm. So I was going to ask, what do we do if a policeman comes with a politician and they have guns, they are standing there, come, bring your, how do you...
But guns are not allowed at polling units. It's by law.
Policemen carry.
But Paul, go ahead. We know that you're having a little challenge with your connection back and forth. I do not know why that is, but...
You can hear me. What I'm also saying is that for persons that are saying vote does not count, perhaps the conversation should switch to the fact that there are elements in this current electoral law that will prove to them that votes really do count. Number one is the fact that INEC is compelled by law to start doing electronic transmission, meaning at the end of the election, INEC will transmit all the polling unit level results to an online portal where everybody can see. We saw that happen in Edo. We saw that from Edo, Ondo, AQT Osun election, that at the end of the election by 10 p.m., you are able to see all the polling unit level results. I think that is a confirmation that votes are beginning to count. The challenge we have always had in our election, if you will agree with me, is not necessarily about what happened at the polling unit. Mm-hmm. It's when results begin to move from the polling unit to the collation centers. So INEC is now trying to solve that problem of the black hole that I remain in the process. That is the result collation process. Mm-hmm. As that is improved, I'm sure we'll begin to see that change of orientation or change of mind about votes not counting. And that narrative of votes doesn't count, that is most times pushed by the bad elements, or if you like, the politicians. Because what is also happening is that when you have low turnout, that is where it is easy to make manipulations. Mm-hmm. In locations where you don't have turnouts as it is required, that is where politicians can connive with...
Not to worry. Link your...
All right, still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. We have been talking with, of course, Paul James, and he is the program manager for Yaga Africa on elections. And we've been talking about vote buying and, of course, why we must fight against it. Paul, who has been in the field over and over covering different elections, observing, is telling us some of the key things that we need to worry about. So it's not just necessarily about vote buying, but then we need to worry about the voters who would be present at the polling unit. Paul, it's good to have you back. Let's hope that the connection will be very fair to us in the last few minutes of this conversation.
Yeah.
So, Paul, I was going to add that in some cases where you have this vote buying issues, we hear that law enforcement are involved in some cases. Now, politicians will not come like those in power by themselves. They go with law enforcement agencies. What do we do? How do we react to this?
Well, I think this is also where you can always stress it back to wherever you're sending them. Some persons you see lugging around police station and are distributing these handouts, that is specific to election day.
Yeah.
If you look at the people's, you will realize most of these are just messengers. You will know they don't even have those sort of things that they are giving out. And they are also, of course, I mean, you know they are just full soldiers.
Okay.
Now, it begins with apprehending one of them and tracing it back to whoever is the messenger.
Okay.
Now, we have had in the recent elections, anti-graft agencies now coming to the polling stations.
Hmm.
But there's some the polling unit, but sometimes their own appearances at the polling unit, I think it's just emboldening whoever wants to do that. It's just to change the modus operandi because you see them coming in their full regalia, in their full uniforms. And if I see an EFCC, for instance, coming to the polling station with their red in red, of course I want to change my method and find another more comfortable and more secure place for me to continue the transaction. They can come in as plainclothes security men, do whatever they want to do, pick up one or two persons, and then I'm sure by the time that happens, the message will go around. And so sometimes you see as if this is even selective because in Ekiti and Osun State, arrests were made. But how about prosecution? And so, I mean, up to this moment, I have not heard of any prosecutions from the arrests that were made in those two elections.
Yeah, true that.
Police said they set up their own electoral offenses decks too in those two states. I did not even hear about arrests by the police. We heard arrests by EFCC, not by the police. Arrests by ICPC, not by the police. So, I mean, yeah, you want to see that will on the part of everybody that is involved to do this. It is too much for INEC to do. Everybody wants to be territorial in their defense when it comes to concerns around vote buying. Some police will tell you, oh, our own is to prosecute. INEC is supposed to get electoral offenders and send to us. INEC cannot be administering an election and be going after people that are violating the electoral process.
Hmm.
And that is also why we have the ISS, Interagency Committee on Electoral Security. And that is also why they deploy their agents to polling units. So if they also feel that they are not getting enough of information, that's also why you have observers. What we have been calling for in recent time is, even if it is in an observer role, they should start inviting some observers to their meetings so that we'll be telling them the things as they are. Because most times, these things even happen at the full glare. You see the police seated at the police stations, these things are happening.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm using police station because I have too many elections in my head. Yeah, you see them at the polling units and then they look the other way. So, of course, it will embolden whoever wants to continue in that. And then sometimes you have what is called community collusion.
Okay.
Whether we like it or not, our voting patterns are homogeneous. If a certain candidate is from a certain community of a certain local government, you seem to see that the voting pattern is always one way. There is always this sort of connection or conversation that may have happened behind the scene about what will happen and how people should go and get whatever is their spoil from the engagement. But then again, we are also beginning to see a change of attitude towards this. We are seeing citizen resistance towards this.
Mm-hmm.
We saw that in Anambra, some women rejected vote buying. We saw that in Ekiti, some women also rejected vote buying. So I think those are the kind of example we should be bringing up, that people are truly rejecting it, especially when you understand the value of your vote.
Okay.
If votes don't count, politicians will not be paying for you.
True that.
If your vote does not have value, they will not be paying for it. It is the value attached to that vote that is making them do all sort of this manipulation that we are seeing around the process.
So what other type of innovative publicity style should we employ? The time is short. 3-4 months between elections. What other thing do you think we can do as a people? Because it seems as if there should be a lot of education.
Yes, yeah, so the point I will always make is, INEC, as we speak, say we have 93 million registered voters.
Mm.
As of the last check in 2018, 72 million collected their PVCs.
Okay.
And now we are going into this election with a likelihood of about 80, 85 million Nigerians that will have collected their PVCs. I am not sure we have the politicians that have the resources to bribe every of these 85 million Nigerians. What we need to do is to raise the conversation about voter education and then quality of also voter participation. Mm. If you go to vote, this is how you vote. When you vote for a candidate, you have the right to remain within the vicinity of the polling unit until the voting is concluded. Mm. So when we provide this sort of information to voters, I'm sure it will help a great deal. And sometimes what is even happening is that you go to an election, sometimes voters don't even know who they are voting for in that election.
Mm.
You'll see that no much of mobilization has been done by the voters, not much of by the candidates, for instance. I was in Lagos for the local government election. One of the concerns from that election was that there was no even visible campaign by most of these political parties. So on election day, what do you want me to vote for? Most times, as much as we know voting is for party in Nigeria, we vote for candidates.
Yeah.
We are drawn to a party because of a candidate. So if I don't know the candidate in the election, how will I vote for? So sometimes people will be like, oh, instead of make the team waste, make I just go vote, collect money. Mm-hmm. So even the politicians need to do more. They need to sell themselves more. If you talk about election in this country, all you'll be hearing is, oh, Peter Obi, Tinubu, Kwankwaso, and all. Beyond that, what about the other positions that people are contesting for?
Mm-hmm.
We have the House of Assembly, House of Representatives, and all of that. People don't even know the candidate for this position. So if I go, for instance, and I vote for candidate A in the presidential election, and perhaps it is not my choice that is running for state election because I just voted in that way, in that same pattern, I just vote for whoever I want to vote for. I think it is not enough. That the parties also need to do more in terms of selling their candidates to the people and also the kind of concerns that these candidates will come.
Okay. Well, we want to bring Lagos into the conversation this morning. So join the conversation if you are listening to us this morning. Paul James is of Yaga Africa and he is a program manager on elections. All right. Join the conversation 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. How ready are we for 2023? Is there enough voter education out there? Do people even know what they're going to vote for? Do they know who they're voting for? Are political parties doing enough? How do we fight vote buying? If your vote does not count, why are politicians trying to buy it? 0700-993-993-993. Those are the numbers for you to call. 0700-993-993-993. If you are a lady, call 01465-7190. And you can tweet with the hashtag WhatsAppLagos. We'd like to hear from you on Twitter and send us a WhatsApp message. All right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning. Cheers to life.
Yeah, my name is Paul from Egweda.
Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah. The problem we are going to have, or we have been having in Nigerian politics, is the issue of getting people arrested and not taking them to the court.
Mm-hmm.
Let me cite an example. In the last election, there was an incident that happened at Ago Palace Way, Okota.
Mm-hmm.
It was seen in all, what do you call them? Media.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Both social medias and the normal medias.
Mm-hmm.
But up to today, nobody, even the journalists, did not investigate or did not carry out investigation to find out further what happened to that guy. He came with his group of thugs, scattered the place, and wanted to carry the polling box. Then the people overrun them,
mm-hmm.
and he was almost stoned to death before he was rescued by the police. Up to today, we don't know what happened to that guy. Whether he was taken to court or not, we don't know. And then the media should also help us, because the necessary questions, like it's done in abroad, where I formerly stayed, the media will follow up individuals, ask them questions on the basis of the statements they have made in the time past.
Okay.
There are some of them that make statements against one another. Today, those people they conversed against, those people they spoke ill words against, that the people they are supporting today, and even standing as their chief spokespersons.
Okay.
So what happened? The journalists, the media, have to interrogate these people.
All right.
Why are you coming to support
All right.
this
We need
person?
To take other calls. We appreciate your thoughts. Interesting perspective. You know, the media has a lot of work to do. But the people also have a job to do. I mean, Paul, we're yet to have those town halls. If you ask me, this is the longest opportunity that politicians have to sell themselves to the people. This is the longest we've ever had in this country in terms of campaign, you know, window. We're supposed to have more of those town hall meetings and more of the people meeting with these politicians and asking the questions and not necessarily the media, right? Paul, can you hear me?
Yeah, if we talk about also politicians, I would think of the fact that they control the highest followership. If a politician as much as just blow a whistle here and now, you are going to see the kind of conversation that will generate or the kind of people that will come for that gathering. And so it's about how they will begin to use those platforms to effectively engage. When you talk about voter education, for instance, my point always is that it is not rocket science. As simple as telling people when election will happen, how to go and vote, who to go and vote, how to thumbprint, for instance, that can reduce a lot in our election. That can also help improve the quality of our electoral conversation. INEC has introduced new polling units. How many people in Lagos are aware of this? How are the politicians informing people about this? But when it comes to election conversation, politicians are always defensive. They are always territorial. They will tell you, oh, this is the work of INEC. This is the work of civil society. The same also with the civil society. Because when you also talk about this vote buy, it's not like it's not happening in the other sphere. That's why I began with the conversation earlier with the idea that everything in this country is sort of transactional, a give and take thing. Mm-hmm. If I do this, what do I get from this? So perhaps the conversation needs to change from that to the conversation about putting the interests of the nation first. We should begin to see elections as that conversation of a life and death moment, because it is the quality of the leaders that we put forward that depends on the quality of livelihood that we get at the end. Okay. So that is the need. That's the reason why all of us need to start giving more attention to the issues of elections and also especially the concerns around elections.
All right. Talking about innovation, there's one message here says people snap their ballot papers to show who they voted for. This is to enable them to receive money after. INEC should ban use of phones in the voting area. Do you agree with this message,
Paul?
Well, that's also the problems we have been seeing in our elections in recent times, especially how the voting cubicles are situated. The secrecy of the ballot has remained a cause for concern. Most times you go to some polling units and see that they are crowded. Voters are able to even influence the decision of INEC officials. So that conversation goes back to INEC about the need to begin to ensure that the voting location are properly situated in the manner that it does not allow for these nefarious acts to be happening at the polling unit. Most times it's a concern about how the voting, the polling booth, the voting cubicle is situated in the polling unit, and also the ballot box. This is supposed to be in the full glare, how people can see how people are printed. Mm. But for people to show how they voted for it is criminal. And that is an aspect of the voter information education that we also need to intensify going forward.
Yeah, we have another message. We'll read that and then we'll go back to the phone line. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Stretch.
All right, this message says, what's up, Lagos? Guys, vote buying will be difficult to stop at once, but one of the ways to reduce it will be to deploy the plainclothes EFCC and army to election grounds. Let them arrest anyone with huge sum of money on election day. Anyone caught should bag 15-year jail term without option of going to court, and not really after who sends them.
Okay.
When people are aware of this jail term, they will think twice before agreeing to be an agent. Thank you. Well, you can't send them to jail without court.
I mean, that's lawlessness. But let's take one more call before we wrap things up here. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning. As far as where politicians, them they go church to, food bank and no stop.
Okay.
All right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio. Sorry about that. Do call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
All right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Good What's morning. Up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos? Are you there? What's your name?
Yes, this is Simon from VI.
Simon, go ahead, quickly.
Yes, I'm calling to advise politicians seeking for strategic positions in the country. They should use this period that is meant for campaign. This period should be enough for them so that they will not use money on the day of voting to buy electorates. That is my advice.
All right. All right. Paul, because we're almost out of time, well, that was a great advice. I think that we should have more of these conversations going forward. But before we go, what any last words for Nigerians who are listening?
Well, the last word is that we should continue to engage and not wait until election day, because even from the studio, the thing I say is that we are limiting this to just election day.
Yes.
Vote buying is wrong in whatever ramification that we looked at it. If the politicians come to you with handouts before the election, please reject it. Your vote is valuable, and that is why they are looking for it. This is a gold mine. So use that to make the best of decisions as you go to vote come 2023.